请我们一起来默祷。
Please bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来祷告会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have our prayer session.
啊，唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
284首。
284。Please be seated.
好，我们来查考一段圣经，然后我们再开始来祷告。
We will study a passage in the Bible, then we will pray.
啊，请看以赛亚书三十七章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 37.
以赛亚书三十七章。
Isaiah 37.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十七章三十一节。
Isaiah 37:31.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above.
这段圣经是一个预言。
This passage is a prophecy.
哦，就是预言，当时以色列百姓被掳以后回来的人，还要再继续繁荣兴盛。
And this prophecy is about when the remnants of Judah, when they come back, they will take root below and continue to bear fruit.
哦，但是这有一个次序。
But there is actually a sequence.
就是要向下扎根，然后向上结果。
And that is to take root below and bear fruit above.
哦，我们常常很注重一个果树会不会结果。
We sometimes are very concerned whether a fruit tree will bear fruit.
因为果树不结果就失去果树存在的目的。
Because if a fruit tree does not bear fruit, then it lacks its meaning of being a fruit tree.
啊，根据主耶稣所说的，啊，在周围把它松泥土弄松，啊，加一点肥，如果还不结果子，就要砍掉。
According to Jesus, if you till the soil until it's loose, and if you give fertilizer, and if it doesn't bear fruit, then it should be taken away.
啊，那这个果树就是当时的以色列百姓。
And this fruit tree at the time is are the Israelites.
啊，为什么以色列百姓会被掳？
Why were they actually captured?
啊，主要是他们的根啊已经烂掉了。
That is because their roots have rotten.
所谓根就是看不见那个地方，就是他内心的最深处，他跟神的关系已经烂掉了。
And root is below, and somewhere they don't see God, and it has rotten.
哦，他的心里面呢，已经没有神了。
Inside their hearts, they no longer have God.
那因为没有神，所以啊，外面人来攻打他，他们就被掳到巴比伦。
Because they have no God in their hearts. When the enemies came to capture them, then they were captured by Babylonians.
啊，有时候我们信主耶稣啊，如果没有在追求，也好像以色列百姓一样。
If as Christians we do not pursue,have pursued in our faith, then we're just like these Israelites.
就是我们的信仰没有扎根。
That is, our faith has not taken root.
啊，没有扎根很容易，我们被外面的环境影响，就把我们的信仰就拔走了。
And if our faith has not taken root, if something happens to us, then the root will be actually uprooted.
那扎根是看不见的。
When we take root, it is not visible.
但是结果这是看得见的。
But bearing fruit is visible.
哦，那这个到底在说什么？
What is it saying here?
我们从两方面来看。
Let us look at it from two perspectives.
第一个，结果代表一个个人生命的改变。
First is that when one bears fruit, one has a transformation in one's life.
那这是因为我们有往下扎根。
And that is because we have taken roots below.
我们先来看加拉太书第五章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 5.
啊，加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
17节
5:17
因为情欲跟圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意的。这里在讲我们心里的最深处有两种力量。
Verse 17 says that there are two different forces inside our hearts.
一个是情欲，
One is our sinful desires.
哦，就是要英文再翻过来就是罪的本性。哦、
And if we were to translate it, it's sinful nature.
哦，然后另外一个是圣灵。
And the other one is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们内心的最深处有这两个力量。
Deep down in our hearts, there are two forces contradicting.
那十八节。
Verse 18.
若被十九节哈。
Verse 19.
情欲的事情是显而易见的。
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious.
是从淫乱开始。
It starts from sexual immorality.
然后从仇恨。二十节，拜偶像仇恨。
Then we have hatred and we have idolatry.
啊，结党纷争。
Discord, and we have different fits of rage and dissensions.
21节嫉妒
21 envy.
醉酒荒宴
Drunkenness, orgies.
所以一个人如果内心的最深处是被罪的欲望充满
So if one deep down in one's heart, it is filled with sinful things.
他生活的表现啊，就是有很多这样跑出来
Then the manifestation of one's life is actually all the above mentioned.
但是二十二节要给我们一个希望。
But verse 22 gives us hope.
啊，圣灵所结的果子。
But the fruit of the Spirit.
从仁爱开始。
And it starts from love.
一直讲到节制，有九种的不同的表现。
And ends with self-control. So there are 9 manifestations of this fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那这个果子就是要让人享用。
And this fruit is for people to enjoy.
啊，果子也要让我们自己来享用。
Fruit is for us to enjoy also.
啊，所以结果子不但对自己有好处，对别人也有好处。
So to bear fruit is beneficial to other people as well as ourselves.
我们想想看，如果我们全家的人都结圣灵的果子
，If we think about it, our whole family all bear fruit of the Spirit.
很有爱心
，And we all have love.
很喜乐
，We're full of joy.
啊，非常的和平和睦
，We're peaceful with each other.
很有忍耐性
，And we are patient.
对人很。良善
and we're kind,
内心充满神的恩
and we're good,
啊，很信实
we're faithful,
很温柔
gentle,
很有节制
and we have self-control.
我想这个家庭啊，就是像天国
then this family is just like the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个家庭生活能不能喜乐哦，物质真的不是最重要
so whether a family can be very happy doesn't depend on how many things they have.
我们现在物质大概都已经比以前好很多了
And the things that we have nowadays is much better than the people in the past.
你再改善了，也人心里面那个感觉也差不了多少。
No matter how much improvement you have in material things, but people still don't feel even more fulfilled.
但是如果我们每个人在生活中有结果子
，But if we all bear fruit in our daily lives,
你会发现我们家庭生活马上就不一样。
Then we will find that we have different kind of living style.
哦，夫妻的关系又不一样。
The relationship between a couple will be different.
哦，父母子女关系也不一样。
And the relationship between parents and children will be different.
兄弟姐妹的关系也不一样。
And between siblings as well.
那这个要从哪里来
？So where does this come from?
就是向下扎根。
And that is to take root downwards.
就是我们的心要跟那个溪水连在一起。
And that is our heart needs to be very close to the stream of water.
那溪水，主耶稣里面讲就是圣灵。
And the stream of water is according to Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
活水的泉源要在我们里面涌出来。
This living water will gush out from our hearts.
我们常常祷告，被圣灵充满。
When we pray often, we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个泉水在我们里面涌出来。
And this living water will gush out from us.
我们这棵树就会改变，就会结果子。
Then this tree will be transformed and bear fruits.
那别人会觉得我们在改变，我们也自己会觉得自己在改变。
And other people feel that we have been transformed, and we can feel our own difference too.
那我们开始在改变。
And because we start to change,
因为很多人跟我们生活在一起，就享受这个果子。
Then other people surrounding us will enjoy the fruit.
哇，就觉得啊，这个家庭越来越好。
And they feel that this family has become even better.
哦，所以向下扎根，这是看不见的。
And so when we take root downwards, this is not visible.
有时候我们花时间在祷告，这是没有人看到的。
Sometimes we take time to pray in which no one could see us pray.
向上结果，这是大家看得到的。
And we have to bear fruit upwards, and this is what everyone can see.
所以说，有时候我们这个家庭啊，有时候发现小孩子越来越难教。
Sometimes when a family can hardly discipline their kids.
其实如果我们的小孩子愿意跟我们祷告。
If our children are willing to pray with you,
真的被圣灵充满
and be filled with the Holy Spirit,
他的心呢，扎在这个活水里面
and their heart will be deep rooted in this living water.
你会发现他生活当中就结果子了
Then you will see that this child will actually bear fruit in their daily living.
我记得有一个传道的见证。
There's a preacher who testified.
他说孩子很难教。
And he testified that his child is hard to teach.
这到最后要怎么办？
So what could he do?
天天早上早很早起来要他家里面大大小小一起祷告。
So he decided that he would have his family get up early in the morning to pray together.
我就发现这个是最好做的，而且是最有功效的。
And this is the best way to do and the most effective method.
那常常是最被人忽略的。
And it's a method that people neglect.
人不能改变人的心。
People cannot change people.
但是神的这个活水在我们里面涌出来，这个人的心就改变了。
But when God's Spirit, living water is inside us, then one will be transformed.
所以我们要很深入的祷告。
So we need to pray very deeply.
让我们心有活水涌出来。
So we have this living water gushing out from us.
我发觉信耶稣很好。
We know that believing in Jesus is wonderful.
因为我们享受这个果子。
Because we're enjoying the fruit.
我们周围的人也觉得说信耶稣很好。
And people surrounding us feel that believing in Christ is great.
因为我们家里面有一个人结果子。
Because one person in our family has bore fruit.
四季结不同的果子。
And for four seasons are all different kinds of fruits.
不同时间结不同的果子。
At different times, different type of fruits.
这太可贵了。
This is so precious.
所以我们祷告这个虽然是看起来好像没有什么功好像有也好，没有也好。
So if we pray like if we don't really care about prayer, as if it doesn't have any effect to on us.
其实有时候我们常常会讲你每天祷告半个钟头，我祷告三分钟有什么差？
So some people might think, what is the difference between praying 30 minutes and 3 minutes?
你全家祷告，全家没有祷告，一直看电视，又有什么差？
So if your whole family prayed together or your family watched TV together, what is the difference?
是有差别的。
There is a difference.
你如果这样常常向下扎根，
If you take root often deep down,
你会发现我们人真的在改变。
Then we will feel this transformation.
斯蒂凡被圣灵充满。
Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit.
面貌像天使。
And his countenance, his appearance was like angel.
为什么面貌像天使？
Why was his appearance like angel?
因为心被神的爱充满。
Because his heart was filled with God's love.
你就没有恨了。
And he has no hatred.
你知道有的人有恨。
Some people have hatred.
没有讲你看得出来。
And they don't say it, but you could see it on their face.
因为当你有恨的时候，你的脸就不会像天使。
And if you have hatred in your heart, your face will not look like an angel.
但是有时候我们看我们自己的看母亲在看孩子。
If we see a mother looking at its own, her own child, because she has love.
所以你可以从她的脸可以看到她的爱。
And you can see this love on the mother's face.
还有内心的平安。
And you can see also the peace within the heart.
平安喜乐会反射在这个脸上面。
And this peace and joy will be reflected upon someone's face.
我记得有一个弟兄见证。
I remember a brother testified.
他在北加州读书。
He was studying in Northern California.
他有一个同学，也是跟他同一个学校。
He has a friend who is actually same school as he is.
他就发现他这个同学跟别人不一样。
So his classmate feel that he is different than other classmates.
60年代来留学都很辛苦，要打工加油站餐馆要洗盘子。
In the 60s, when they come to the U.S., it's very hard, because they all have to take a second job or they have to do different kinds of jobs in order to survive.
他就发现这个家庭很平安。
But then he discovered that this family is very peaceful.
那其他的家庭他感受不到。
And he did not see this in other families.
那后来他很好奇。
So this classmate was very curious.
就跟他来慕道。
He came with his brother to seek the truth.
那以后这个也是也全家受洗了。
And later on, this classmate also came to believe and got baptized and came to Christ.
那为什么他这个朋友会全家让人觉得非常平安？
So why is it that this brother's whole family exudes this peace?
非常平静安稳。
Exudes this peace and stableness.
因为他们全家进也祷告，出也祷告，每天都祷告。
They pray and then they pray when they come into the house and when they go out to the house.
我知道这个家庭每一次聚会都到。
Every time this family would come to church for all the services.
小孩子还小的时候聚会也到。
And even the little children would come to services.
因为人常常在亲近神有扎根就果子就表现就是平安。
So when one come draw near to God very often, then one will take root downwards.
所以这个价值啊，真的是无价的。
It is actually so valuable that there's no price to this.
这第一个，果子指着生活实际的改变。
So fruit represents the transformation of one's life.
第二个。
Second.
这个果子代表得救的人数。
And this bearing fruit actually represents the number of people who will be saved.
我们教会怎么让得救的人数会增加？
How does our church help the number of people being saved increase?
当然，信道是从听道来的。
So if we, of course, listening is through action.
听道是从传道来的。
And when we listen is through the other people preaching to us.
需要有人传道。
People need to preach.
更多慕道者来。
And more true seekers to come and friends to come.
听了道理，他感动，他会受洗。
When they come and they will believe and come to baptize.
但是还有一个很重要的因素。
And there's another reason.
就是当我们灵性往下扎根。
And that is when our faith is deeply rooted.
我们生命有改变。
We have transformation in our lives.
神有与我们同在。
And God is with us.
你就发现我们做的工作很有果效。
Then we will see that whatever we do has many effect, has taken effect, and we have bore fruits.
我们现在来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章的四十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
这个就是扎根。
And so this is taking root downwards.
第一个，遵守使徒的教训。
First, they devote themselves to apostles' teachings.
真的把很深入的去查考神的话，然后试着把它行出来。
And so they study the Bible with the apostles, and they try to carry out what they've learned.
那再来就是祷告。
And the second thing is prayer.
所以《使徒行传》里面常常有一句话，被圣灵充满。
So in the book of Acts, there's often a phrase, and that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
那彼此交接就是爱，爱的一种团契。
They have fellowship, and this fellowship is of love.
所以这个四十二节是在讲他们生活上啊有扎根、有更新、变化。
So in verse 42 says that they have taken root in their faith, and that they also have transformation in their lives.
四十七节。
47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all people, and the Lord had added to their number daily those who were being saved.
就结果子了，果子就天天结果子。
And so we could see the number represents that they have bore fruits.
所以这个教会人数要增长啊，这跟我们每个信徒往下扎根是有关系的。
So in order for a church to have to increase in their numbers, that is it is direct relationship with how deep rooted we are downwards.
请看《使徒行传》十一章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 11.
十九节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
那些因为斯提凡的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基跟居比路奔安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. 21.
主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多。
The Lord's hand was with him, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
使徒教会的信徒是灵性非常高的信徒。
The apostolic church have good faith.
就是有扎根。
And that is their faith is deeply rooted.
所以他们到处去传福音。
So when they spread the gospel everywhere,
主与他们同工。
God was with them.
信的人就很多。
And so there were many number of people believed.
所以我们这个教会圣工要发展呢，我们需要有一些看不见的功夫。
So in order for this church to expand in numbers, then we need to have effort that is not unseen.
就是很实际的，我们跪下来祷告啊，求啊深入的祷告，神的灵充满。
And that is that people are willing to kneel down to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to help with the holy work.
我记得差不多十年前吧，在南加州啊，有人在提议啊，说我们教会要联合布道会。
And I remember about 11 years ago in Southern California, someone suggests that we have a united evangelical service.
对，我们在 Cerrito， 在这个一个 五星级的饭店啊，租了一个很大的厂房在那个地方布道。
In Cerrito, and we actually had a very, very, we rented a very big room in a hotel and trying to have our evangelical service there.
参加的人大概有七八百个。
And there are about 700 to 800 people who attended.
那这个第一次办啊，哦，只能成功啊。
Because this is the first time we can only succeed.
哦，因为我们挂教会的名字，真耶稣教会。
Because the sign says True Jesus Church.
就发动好多人大家祷告，祷告很久，大概一两个月有。
Many, many people prayed for many months.
哦，结果我们在那儿布道啊，最后跪下来祷告15分钟。
And so the last 15 minutes prayer in the evangelical night.
差不多十几个、二十个得圣灵。
There were about 19 to 20 people who received the Holy Spirit.
这个很奇妙。
This is quite amazing.
所以我们这个祷告，那个扎根，根扎得深，然后我们去传福音，就真的很有果效。
So if we're able to take if our faith is deeply rooted, and when we preach other people, it is very effective.
这个是真耶稣教会的方向。
So this is the direction of the True Jesus Church.
向下扎根。
To take root downwards.
向上结果。
And to bear fruit upward.
我们要抓住这个方向。
We need to take hold of this direction.
我们每一次布道会之前。
Before our evangelical service.
要用祷告来准备。
We need to prepare with prayers.
关心我们教会的圣工。
We need to care about the holy work.
那我们带慕道者来，特别重要，为他祷告。
And if we do bring friends, we have to pray especially for them.
那我们祷告多了，扎根了。我们带的慕道者很容易发生果效。
And if we have prayed deeply and then we have taken root, then of course the friends that we bring will be able to believe, and because this is effective due to our prayer.
我在南加州遇到一个信徒。
I have met a member in Southern California.
因为他刚信的时候带很多人来信主。
When he first believed, he brought many friends to church.
那有一次我就问他。
One time I asked him,
最近你有没有带慕道者?
Did you bring any friends lately?
他说有啊。
He said, yes, I have.
但是带来都不会洗礼啊，都不会信。
But the friends that I bring, they don't want to believe and they don't want to get baptized.
那我就问他了，那你当初信主的时候带很多人，他都洗礼啊。
But so I said, when you first believed, you brought many friends and they all came to believe and they got baptized.
然后他就跟我讲他的体验了。
So he told me his experience.
他说他刚刚信主的时候很热心的，天天祷告。
He said that he was very fervent in the very beginning when he first believed, and he prayed every day.
结果发现他带来的慕道者很有果效，都受洗。
And he felt his prayer was very effective, and all the people that he brought, they actually believe and receive Holy Spirit and would get baptized.
后来他开始做生意啊，常常出差，进进出出。
Later, he became a businessman, and he had to fly to different places.
生活很忙。
He was very busy.
他很有心，也带慕道者来。
And of course, he had the heart, and he still brought friends.
但是因为这个祷告没有办法很深入。
But he could not pray deeply in his prayers.
发现这个果效不是很好。
So he found that his prayer was not effective.
这是一个姐妹亲身的体验。
This is a sister, her own experience.
所以这些体验都告诉我们。
So this experience tells us.
我们要努力传福音，这真的是很重要。
If we want to preach the gospel, prayer is very important.
但是要结果子，我们要向下扎根。
But in order to bear fruits, we need to take root downwards.
就是真的要花时间祷告。
That is, we have to take time to pray.
所以为着我们个人灵性的长进。
So in order for us to increase our faith,
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
让我们能够结果子。
So we can bear fruits.
我们教会圣工能够发展。
In order for our church work to expand,
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
往下扎根。
And we need to take root downwards.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们大家能够很专心一意的来追求神。
We will focus and try to, and we will focus and search for God.
最有价值的追求就是神。
The most effective and most meaningful search is to come and search God.
我们如果专心寻求，就会找到他。
If we seek God, then He will be found.
我们现在一起祷告中来亲近神。
Let us draw near to God through our prayers.
你希望求圣灵得恩典，需要接受安守祷告，都欢迎我们到前面来。
If you want to ask for the Holy Spirit, if you want God's blessing or anything else, please come to the front.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.